From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. It's too close to call. Both major candidates in Israel's parliamentary elections are predicting victory in today's election, but TV exit polls are saying the race is too close to call. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, looking for a fourth term, has already declared victory for his Likud party. Isaac Herzog of the Zionist Union Alliance said everything is open until the final results are in. No candidate is expected to win a 61-seat parliamentary majority, and both major candidates made a last-minute push to find potential coalition partners. In Washington, a White House spokesman said the U.S. government will work with whoever ends up winning the election.
President Obama remains committed to working very closely with the winner of the ongoing elections to cement and further deepen the strong relationship between the United States and Israel.
The Iranian nuclear chief says his government's officials have reached an understanding with the United States and its negotiating partners on most issues in nuclear talks. Ali Akbar Salehi told Iranian state television that one important difference remained. He said if that issue can be resolved, all parties will be in agreement on technical matters. He did not say what that one difference is. Officials in Cameroon are denying that 82-year-old President Paul Biya is seriously ill. Cameroon's communication minister said the president has been out of the country and is on a private trip in Europe. This is VOA News. A former lawyer for the Pakistani man who helped the CIA find Osama bin Laden has been shot and killed in Peshawar. Gunmen opened fire on Sami'ullah Afridi Tuesday as he was returning home from work in an email message the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. Syrian state media say the Syrian military shot down a U.S. drone conducting a surveillance mission. A U.S. official would only say that contact had been lost with one drone over Syria. Also, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is accusing Syrian government forces of dropping barrel bombs filled with poisonous gas on the town of Sarmin in Idlib province. The observatory says the attack killed six people, including three children. The head of the United Nations Commission of Inquiry on Syria said Tuesday investigators are preparing to release the names of those on its list of accused human rights violators, but
we'll not be releasing the list of names publicly now. We can best aid the pursuit of justice at this time through targeted disclosure. We'll share names and information about specific alleged perpetrators with state prosecution authorities that are preparing case to be heard before a competent and impartial judiciary.
Paulo Pinheiro is the chairman of the United Nations Commission of Inquiry on Syria. Relief workers and disaster management officials are trying to access the outer islands of Vanuatu on Tuesday in order to reach those affected by a powerful cyclone. Poor weather, limited communications, and geography have made it difficult for crews to provide aid to victims of Friday's storm. But Oxfam's Colin Collett Van Ruyen says aid is pouring into stricken areas.
We have supply airplanes coming in from Australia, from New Zealand, and possibly from elsewhere. Yesterday, we received the first commercial ship back in the Port Vila Bay, which was another good sign, and limited, but quite regular commercial flights are arriving back in Port Vila.
The United Nations Humanitarian Agency says 11 people are confirmed dead. Officials are expecting that toll to rise. Four American aid workers have been flown home to the United States for monitoring following possible exposure to the Ebola virus. Tuesday's action brings to 15 the number of Americans flown home from Sierra Leone since Friday. A Cuban foreign ministry statement says U.S. and Cuban diplomats have concluded a third round of talks on restoring diplomatic ties. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes closes the day mixed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.